Listen carefully, because Rumi will play with this to show you that this is one unity. When we talk about unity, totality, we mean that's how it is. Division is our illusion imposed upon this stuff. Yes.
A loud call was coming. Come, O seeker, bounty is in need of beggars, like a beggar. Bounty is seeking the beggars and the poor, just as fair ones who seek a clear mirror. The face of the fair is made beautiful by the mirror. The face of beneficence is made visible by the beggar. Therefore, on this account, God said in the surah, Wad Dua, O Muhammad, do not shout at the beggar. Inasmuch as the beggar is the mirror of bounty, take care. Breath is hurtful to the face of the mirror. In the one case, his bounty makes the beggar manifest, while in the other, he bestows on the beggars more. Beggars, then, are the mirror of God's bounty, that they are with God, and they that are with God are the absolute bounty. And everyone except those two is truly a dead man. He is not at this door. He is a picture on a curtain.
This picture of the curtain is a symbolic thing that Rumi used a lot, because in his time, pictures are rare. Normally they are in the first room of the public bath. There are faces of the heroes over there. And Rumi always said, look at these faces. They look like you. But they are not a human being. They are lookalikes. Picture represents reality, but it's not real. Here he would say, look at the people. Okay, the poor people, they show you the generosity of God. They are like a mirror. And there are people who pass that, we call them generosity, period. That's why God got angry with Muhammad. You know this story. Muhammad was sitting and talking with some of these little kings and trying to present Islam to them, because he believed that, okay, these guys, if they become Muslim, all their family and the group and the kingdom will become Muslim. So this is a serious business, right? Suddenly there is this beggar, a blind man, who will come every day to Muhammad to hear a little bit of Quran. That day that Muhammad is busy talking with these people, important people, the beggar will arrive, not knowing that who is who, there is a Muhammad, I'm here to listen a little bit of Quran. Muhammad will say, okay, sit down, later. Then he will talk a little bit later, he say, what happened, I'm here to hear Quran. He said, don't you see I'm busy? He comes down and say, oh Muhammad, God said, I sent you there for this guy, not for those people. This poor guy is the reason you are there. The spirituality is here for needy people. That goes hand in hand. Needs is hand in hand with God's generosity. Therefore, do not divide it. Don't make something negative or positive. It's both at the same time. Yes?
The difference between one that is poor for God and thirsting for Him, and one that is poor of God and thirsting for what is other than He. He is the picture of a dervish. He is not worthy of bread. Do not throw bread to the picture of a dog. He wants a morsel of food. He does not want God. Do not set dishes before a lifeless picture. The dervish that wants bread is a land fish, the form of a fish, but fleeing from the sea. He is a domestic fowl, not the cymerg of the air. He swallows sweet morsels. He does not eat from God. He loves God for the sake of gain. His soul is not in love with excellence and beauty. If he conceives that he is in love with the essence, conception of the names and attributes is not the essence. Conception is begotten of qualities and definitions. God is not begotten. He is Lam Yulad. How should he that is in love with his own imagination and conception be one of them that love the Lord of Bounties?
Okay, he explained that picture. Something that looks like a dervish is not a dervish. Somebody who looks like a believer necessarily is not a believer. Because somebody could pretend to be a believer because of the needs. He's a needy fellow. He is a believer because he wants the God to give him something. We believe in the people who are in love with the beauty of God, not usefulness of God, not generosity of God. They don't call God to ask for something. When they ask something from God, they ask only for one thing, and one thing only. Do you remember that? There is one surah which is different from all the rest of Quran. It's the opening surah.
Fatiha.
Fatiha means opening. And that one is mandatory in prayer. You see, in prayer, in the first and the second rak'ah, you have the choice of two surah. One is mandatory, the other one is to be chosen. And normally, everybody will choose the short one. Except the imam in a famous gathering, namely in Kaaba. The imam will go for the long one. But normally they go for the short one. The mandatory one is that opening one which is different from all of them, and by opening we mean the preface, which includes everything, which is the essence. Opening of the book should carry the essence of the book. That's the essence of Quran, and every Muslim has to repeat it 10 times a day. What is that surah saying? Have you ever heard? It's a very amazing surah. It has two parts. First part is just a declaration. Second part is the asking for something, needing something. The declaration is like this: in the name of the merciful and gracious God, which is the best of the best, which is the loveliest, which is this and that and that and that. And declaration goes in a way, if I'm declaring it to everyone, I'm talking to everybody. I say that, okay, appreciation is only for God. He is the greatest. He created everything. He did this, he did that. When the declaration is finished, means that then I turn around. Now I don't face the people to declare something. I'm facing him, talking to him. Oh, my beloved, you are the only one that I could ask something. My needs will be towards you. Please give me. I'm not going to ask it from someone else. Please give me. What? What is that thing that they ask for? The path towards you. That's the only thing we ask. Please lead me towards yourself. The shortcut.
Not the long one, not the other ones. Because if somebody is asking for something,